This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, for this next segment, I want you to pack your bags and get ready to travel because I have the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die in the studio, Patricia Schultz. And this is the number one best travel book ever published,
yes.
Patricia.
Thank you.
The concept has really morphed over the years. You first published this book in 2003, and this is a bucket list book for travelers.
Yeah, actually, the book preceded the whole bucket list notion, and I like to think that maybe it was inspired by the book, although the whole idea of just seeing things in your lifetime is as old as man. I mean, we have one lifetime, and how do you want to fill it? Doing what you love, and in my case, it's always been travel.
You've picked places that are people's must-see list.
Well, they're my must-see list. And I think a lot of the success and the popularity of the book is that it's one voice, it's one person. So there's a certain, you know, continuity. But there's also a great mix because that's how I love to travel. I love to see, you know, the iconic, well-known, even cliche almost type of places, but then the totally unsung, like way off the beaten path and everything in between. And that's why there's something of interest for everybody, because I love culture, I love music and history, and I love natural beauty and man-made, you know, so it's all there.
So as we were walking through the radio station, I introduced you to some salespeople, and they were saying, oh, I have that book. And they're talking about the book that came out in 2003. Well, they're going to have their socks knocked off when they see the book that's on the shelves right now that just came out.
Yeah, this is so. Apparently, I've been told that they're not really called coffee table books anymore, and I don't know why, because, you know, does America not have coffee tables anymore? But it's a big, oversized, deluxe, heavy, gorgeous, deluxe edition that's, you know, just come out now. And it's the same 1,000 places, but instead of small kind of postage stamp size photos in color, this is big, lush, double spread, you know, places that, you know, the old expression that a photo's worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So now they just have captions to tell you what you're looking at, but it's really all in the photo itself.
All of the material in this book is 100% new.
The photos, yeah.
The photos
are all brand new, yeah. I waded through, you know, umpteen trillion photos to find the first, the best photo that kind of expressed best the place in mind. But yeah, none of these photos were in the original book, which was a real thick tome kind of book with all of the information about how to and when to and why and the history and the backstory and the best time to go. But this book is just all visual. And maybe I would say influenced by the whole Instagrammableness of the world
these days.
But we've always been, you know, attracted. Our attention has always been grabbed by visuals, especially when they're just utterly beautiful. And that's what this book is times 1,000.
Do you have a favorite photograph from this book? Of the 1,000 photographs in this book, do you have a favorite that kind of comes to your mind?
No. Because
it's like your
my
child.
Short list, exactly. Or it's like having 5 children and being asked what your favorite 4 are, because each one is, you know, quite different as the destination is different. You know, you have medieval castles, you have national parks, you have waterfalls and islands, and you have contemporary architecture, and then an old Renaissance palazzo. So it's, you know, each one has its own beauty. And that's the beauty of travel and the beauty of the world, that the possibilities, you know, that wonderful expression, there's an embarrassment of possibilities. Well, that's what this is.
What is the key to your travels that makes it so comfortable?
You know, your expectations or... your expectations, when they're too high, you set yourself up for disappointments, and is very easily it very easily happens that you're disappointed with travel because you go expecting something and find it's quite different. I find when it's quite different from what I expected, that's exciting to me. And there's also a wonderful expression by Aldous Huxley that goes, to travel is to discover that everyone is wrong about other places. So I do a lot of research. I mean, I hardly go in blindly, and I don't want to go unprepared. You know, you save up with your time and money to go to these places, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, Orlando or the Masai Mara, and you don't want to, you know, walk past the important stuff. You want to be prepared to know what you're seeing. But at the same time, I leave myself open, you know, hopefully for, you don't want to be too structured. You
right.
want to be, they say that serendipity is the best travel guide. So I like to leave myself open to unexpected things as well. But there's also another lovely notion about how, you know, the more grateful and appreciative you are, the more beauty you see in things. So I like to think that what I walk away with is a real appreciation for what I've just experienced. And then you go home, too. It's a win-win situation because you go home and you have a different respect and appreciation for what we have here in America. So it's, you know, there's no downside to travel, I think.
Is there something that you collect from each city?
Well, that's funny because in my innocence, in my 20s, when I was first starting to really travel a lot after university, I thought I need a collection. I need to make all of this, you know, something
right.
physical that I can bring back to remember until, you know, when I'm 101. So I started with something very practical and I started collecting carpets.
Oh, you did? Patricia.
I know, because I thought, well, sure, okay, they'd look nice in an apartment, a New York City apartment, which is very limited in
and
space.
And small.
Yes, and inexpensive and easy to carry.
Right.
You know, just something you can fit in the corner of your suitcase. So I soon ran out of floor space.
I bet.
And then I put one or two up on the walls, and that was no easy feat. So, yeah, now I switched to Christmas tree ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
And I now have 5 Christmas trees
oh my
to accommodate. I mean, 1 proper sized tree
yeah.
and then 3 or 4 small ones. And I thought, yeah, I think I have enough. So, and really you don't need stuff. You
right.
know, you want to bring your souvenirs, your mementos home in your head and not in your suitcase. So, yeah, I've abandoned the whole collection thing.
I've got a thing for rocks and I collect a rock from every location that I visit. And I write on the bottom of the rock where this is from. And I have a big bowl full of rocks.
That's lovely, though, actually.
I don't know what it
That's
is.
That's a nice idea, as long as they're not like big boulder-sized
no.
stones.
I'm sure TSA is, why are your bags full of rocks?
That's
is there
funny.
Something that you do when you go to these towns, villages, cities? First thing that you do?
Well, you know, I have a very unofficial schedule, which is that depending upon where I go and what kind of time zone change, you know, time difference there is, and when I arrive, if I arrive early in the day and the hotel room is available, which is not always the
right.
case, especially if they're smaller hotels, which I prefer, then you need to get up and out and wander. And sometimes I see the cities as it's awakening. Then your hotel is ready. I take a nap so that I can make it through until 10 or 11 o'clock mm-hmm. at night and then just crash. If I arrive later in the day, late afternoon, and the hotel room is available, then I kind of shower, have something to eat, and I'm in bed by 9 or 10. And then the next day, I just hit the ground running. But I generally like to just wander. You know, I put the GPS away, the map away. I always have a card with the hotel name in case
Good
I forget
idea.
Where I am or if I've just arrived or if it's an address I can't pronounce. But I like to wander and I like to imagine that I'm a local, which, of course, people see you at 50 paces and they know you're not. But I like to wander. I think it's, you know, the best way to see a city and to happen upon corners and neighborhoods and the local markets. I love local markets. They're always a real window to the local culture and people. And I like to keep it local. But then I like to see all the attractions, you know, the museums and the don't miss kind of places.
So,
and food.
Yes, and the food, and immerse yourself in the local cuisine. This time of year being close to the holidays, do you have a favorite place to visit?
I think a wonderful thing to do, and especially wonderful for two generations, and I saw a lot of three generations, are those great river cruises in Europe, because the Christmas markets in Europe are just unrivaled. Yeah. Now in the States, we have them everywhere. Do you have them in Atlanta, the Christmas markets?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, because we, New York has really embraced them.
Yeah,
and I've seen them in Toronto has an incredible one, and there are great ones in Chicago, but there's just nothing like the old European markets. They go back to the 15th, 16th century, so they really know their way around Christmas markets. And these river cruises on the Danube, and also on the Rhine. Stop, you know, every day there's a different city and a different Christmas market. And I thought, oh, how many Christmas markets can I see? But the cities themselves are just a joy to explore. And the whole entire city is decorated and ready for the holidays. And it's great for older, like to bring your parents, maybe if they're not so mobile. And it's a great way to have family time during the holidays as well. And that's why I mentioned three generations. There aren't that many things that are practical for 20-something kids and their 70, 80-something grandparents. So, and it's just a lovely, the whole river cruise market has just exploded over the last 10 years, I'd say, 5 to 10 years. So popular now.
Do you ever take guided tours or do you like to do things on your own?
Very much both. And it depends on where you're going. I was, so people, I'll interview myself. What is the country that astonished you the most? And that was Iran. People don't normally have it on their short list. But the reason I bring that up is because some countries you have to be part of a group with Iran. But I don't know that I would visit Iran not part of a group.
Right.
Because our guide was, I mean, I wanted to marry him and bring him home. He was just remarkable. And it's a country, you know, where there's some language barrier, although all of the young people speak English and everybody loved Americans. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
So I do take guided tours or escorted vacations, they're also called, because it's a real luxury to just show up in the lobby every morning at 8 or 9 and to know that your day is going to be filled with some of the most incredible sights and experiences and still be able to exchange and, you know, interact with the local people. And then other times, maybe I'm inclined to just go solo and independently and just do my own.
We're talking with Patricia Schultz, the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, The World as You've Never Seen It Before. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more questions for Patricia about the bucket list travel. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, I hope you've got the travel bug now, listening to Patricia Schultz talk about her new book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. Because we've been talking about her book, the new deluxe edition of the 2003 book, 1,000 Places Before You Die. Now, Patricia, I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite? Because people have limited vacation.
I know. And money.
And money.
It's money and time, and it's time and money. You've got a lot of one and none of the other, and vice versa. So, okay. Impossible question to answer,
I know.
But here I go. So in the U.S., you know, if you want to go locally or domestically, because only 35% of Americans have passports.
Oh, wow.
So, and there's so much to see here.
Right.
I mean, imagine. So I love the Northeast, especially now during the autumn time.
Oh, yeah.
And I live in New York, so it's easy and accessible for us. I also love the Southwest, the Four Corners area, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico. And I love the California coastline. And then to continue north along Oregon is just as beautiful. And then the Pacific Northwest, Washington, the San Juan Islands. So there's a lot here. And then, of course, there's Canada. But to go really remote and far, you know, if you want to do something that's the kind of, oh my gosh, once in a lifetime,
bucket
really.
Bucket list, yeah, blowout.
Yeah, like it's your 50th or you won the lottery or you've just retired and there's the world to see. Antarctica is something that's just out of this world. Yeah, I didn't think I'd love it as much as I did. And they had to kind of, you know,
what
drag me off the
ground.
Well, you know, it's flip season, so you want to go when it's our winter time.
Okay.
And we went during Thanksgiving, in fact, and it was so warm, climate change. It was so moderate that for Thanksgiving dinner, we had it on the deck. It was
wow.
The high 40s. You know, we ate turkey legs with our gloves on, but
uh-huh.
still. And so Antarctica really is another world.
Okay.
And it's quite spectacular. And Italy is my all-time favorite. I could just go back time and again. I think it's one of the most revisited countries anywhere. And it's understandable why. And can you get a bad meal?
Right.
And also Southeast Asia. I love Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar, that whole area. Very gracious, lovely. They share a lot of heritage and history, and yet each country is quite different and very welcoming, very hospitable. And Africa. You know, the whole African safari thing,
yeah.
I think, just needs to be on your list. Because, you know, as a New Yorker, I thought, really, do I need to spend that kind of time and money to go sleep in a tent? But it's a kind of pinch me experience, you know, that until you get there. And I've since been back many times. Once you go once, you'll return time and again.
Thank you so much for joining us in the
welcome.
Studio. This is the perfect gift for anyone.
Yes, whether you're well-traveled or not.
Right. You can travel through the pages or you can actually book your ticket.
Yes, it's great for inspiration.
And it's 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, the deluxe edition, The World as You've Never Seen It Before by Patricia Schultz, number one travel book ever. So, Patricia, happy
you.
Travels.
Oh, thank
you so
you.
Much.
Thanks very much, Belinda.
You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. One of the gems in our city is Ponce City Market, and it is a destination for you to grab a quick bite to eat or go shopping or hear some live music. And they have so many things planned during this holiday season that I brought in their social media manager, Jesse Wiley, to help you plan what you're going to do while you're at Ponce City Market. So thanks for joining us in the studio, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, let's start because there's so much going on. So what take us through now through New Year's, because you have a plethora of stuff going
sure,
on.
Sure, sure. So I work up at the roof at Ponce City Market.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's super
tough. I love
tough.
The roof.
Those gorgeous views really get me. So we've got a lot going on up there this season. We had the Grinch up to visit us from Ponce City Market.
Oh, cool.
So he was up there to kick off the holiday season, and we collected toys for Toys for Tots in lieu of admission while he was up there. And now we have ice skating through January 5th.
Where?
Up on the roof in our event space. So we have a rooftop ice skating where you can see the full skyline.
Are you serious?
And it's so fun. It's fun for all ages. Kids and families can go up there and skate the sky with us.
Oh, cool. So it's in that middle section?
It's if you enter the roof, you'll enter into the lobby straight off the freight elevator. Mm-hmm. And then to the right, we actually have a full event space where we've set up a full ice skating rink.
Oh, that is awesome. And if you have never been to the roof at Ponce City Market, the views of the city are unbelievable. And is there skating at night?
There is, yeah. So it's open during all hours of operations. And we're actually going to have extended hours to starting December 16th. So it'll be open whenever we're open.
Oh, that would be so romantic for you to take your honey and go ice skating at night.
Yes, absolutely. It's really good first date, second date, any date. I'd be happy to go there. So we've got that going on. And when you buy your admission and your ice skating package, you get unlimited gameplay at Skyline Park. And you also get to partake in a little fur coat golf. So our mini golf course is outside. So
oh, that's hilarious.
Little fur coats for everybody to wear.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hysterical. I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah,
I really stink at ice skating. I'm the one that's holding the rail, you know, going around like grandma, going, please get out of my way.
We've got some skating people out there to help people learn how to skate and make sure no one gets hurt. So,
okay, that's great. So you can ice skate. Now, during the day, are children allowed on the roof?
Yes, yes. So children are allowed at all times except on Friday and Saturday evenings beginning at 5 p.m. We do start to check ID for 21 and up.
Okay.
Because we do have a pretty banging hot cocktail program.
Yes,
so
you do.
We do have some adult time up there on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay, so it's great family fun up until what's the cutoff?
5 p.m.
Fridays and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's time for the adults to have some fun.
Yes, get a babysitter and come
up. Yes. So this is something to do with your family to make great memories, or you have family coming in for the holidays. Take them to Pont City Market up on the roof and do ice skating and the fur coat mini golf. Mm-hmm. That's hysterical. And you have little fake fur coats for
them. Yes, faux fur coats. We have black and white and a little multicolored one if you want. So it's really cute. Good photo ops up there. And our whole roof is decorated for Christmas as well, or the holidays, I should say, with just like over the top decorations. So many photo ops across the roof. We call it our winter dreamland.
And then you still have the games set up.
Oh, yes. The games are there. Skyline Park might close every now and then due to like inclement weather. But if Skyline Park is closed, skating is still open. So it's a covered little tented area. So
okay,
don't worry about the weather.
Then you can go downstairs, grab some great food from any of the restaurants or the vendors that are downstairs, mm-hmm. do some shopping, get those loved ones taken care of off your list. And so do you have some things prepared for New Year's Eve?
We do. We actually do a
New
Year's Eve. I know a lot of people don't know what to do during the day on New Year's Eve. So on the 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have a family activation where we count down to noon on New Year's Eve. And we do a little balloon release, biodegradable balloon release for the kids. And we have all types of kids activities and all the games are going to be open. So it's just a good time for the whole family.
Oh, that is great. Okay. And then what happens after that?
We are not doing a New Year's Eve party for the adults like we have in the past. So we'll be open for regular hours, and then we're just going to continue the fun after New Year's Eve until January 5th with our private igloos and ice skating rink.
Yes, that sounds like such a wonderful idea. Now, give us a hint about the different restaurants that are down on the first level and the second level of the options that are there to eat.
Sure. Well, we have Nine Mile Station up on the roof. I'm going to work my way down a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's our full service restaurant. And then down below us, we've got other great restaurants. We've got Biltong Bar. And they're, I believe, doing a little Christmas pop up this year too.
Okay.
There's a great Mexican place called Monero.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites is Farm to Ladle.
Yeah.
Where I always grab my to-go lunch. So there's so many different options in the cafeteria. You get a little bit of everything in the Ponce Market.
I tend to just give my kids a little money and they run off in all different directions and each grab what they want. And then we meet back in a central location and all eat together. That way everybody has what they want to eat and everybody's happy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then we eat together. So you can think about that if you're going to dine at Pont City Market. Now, tell us how the parking works.
Parking's pretty simple. They've got a huge parking deck, and then they also have parking spaces available in their lot. And they just, you can use Park Mobile. It's an easy little app where when you park, you just log in, pick your duration, and they make it really easy to just pay and go wherever you want into Pond City Market. And you can even renew parking if you want to stay a little longer. You can just pull up the app and renew your parking for a little more time.
Yeah, that it's very easy. So just remember your tag number and you're good to go.
Yes.
Okay, now City Winery.
Yes, City Winery is a really great spot. They do live music and obviously have great wine and small plates and dining. It's an excellent place to go for another first date or a date night.
Yeah. They have the music changes weekly. Check out their website or call them City Winery, and they have great food, and you can check that out. And the shopping at Pont City Market is unbelievable.
Williams and Sonoma, and then they have West Elm on the two ends.
I know. I could spend every penny I have in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I want to furnish my whole home with West Elm. And then, of course, Citizen Supply upstairs is just a really awesome market for different vendors with so many unique different gifts that you could buy for Christmas or holidays.
And the candy store, the candy store, and, oh, my gosh, the ice cream market that they have, and you just need to go in and see how they've refurbished the old Sears building. And you've got to take the elevator ride up, because the elevator, what do you call him? The conductor? Would you call him the conductor?
We call it an attendee.
An attendee.
A little freight elevator attendee.
He gives you a little history lesson on the ride up and down about the building and the elevator and what to look for.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, our attendees are excellent. I don't know how they fit all of that information into a quick ride up the elevator, but they do.
I felt smarter when I got off, that's for sure. Okay, where can people go to get more information about what's going on at Pont City Market this holiday season?
They can check out our website at pontcityroof.com to see what's happening on the roof. And then, of course, pontcitymarket.com, and both of our social channels have tons of information about where the Grinch and Santa are going to be, about what's going on at Skate the Sky and at our restaurants and all of Pont City Market.
Okay. There's wonderful restaurants, so you will not leave hungry, and you can knock a few gifts off your holiday list, and you can go ice skating, and you can play some carnival games, and you can play putt-putt golf in a faux fur coat. I mean, where else can you do this in the city, folks? So in downtown Atlanta in one of our historic buildings. So Jesse Wiley, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Pont City Market is a real gem, and be sure and take advantage of their noon Year's Eve celebration. And once again, tell us when that is going to start and end.
It's going to be on Tuesday the 31st at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And no advance ticket purchase is necessary. We'll have admission available in our ticket booth.
Okay. And there's going to be magicians, complimentary kids snacks, arts and crafts, balloon artists, face paint. That's going to be great. So this is great for the whole family for noon Year's Eve, because kids kind of get left out of New Year's Eve.
They do. Yeah, they need a countdown of their own.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you so much, Belinda.
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. On the line, we have Brian Kilmeade, the co-host of Fox & Friends on Fox News every morning, and his talk show airs on 95.5 WSB late nights every weekday. But he's on the line because he's signing books tomorrow, if you'd like to catch him in person and wipe out a couple of those Christmas gifts that you've been looking for. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
No problem. Yeah, I'm very excited coming to town. I always look forward to it, especially this close to the Christmas season. So I'll be going over to signing Sam Hughes and the Alamo Avengers, convincing America little by little that this is a book for not just Texans, for the whole country. So I can't wait to come into town, and I'll be signing at Walmart in the morning with Clark Howard's Christmas Kids at the Walmart there. And we'll also be in the afternoon at Books a Million over in Lawrenceville. So it's going to be an exciting day.
Yeah, so that's 10 to noon at Clark Howard's Christmas Kids at Walmart in Lilburn, and 1 to 3 Books a Million in Lawrenceville. And Brad Thor gave you a great review, a gripping, yeah, pulse-pounding tale that you will have you turning pages faster than you can say, "Remember the Alamo." And nobody does history like Brian Kilmeade. So obviously you've got another winner on your hands, and we wish you best of luck. So check out Brian Kilmeade's new book, and it's Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas Victory that Changed America History. So we wish you best of luck and hope you can catch him 10 to noon with Clark's Christmas Kids at, yep, the Lilburn Walmart, and 1 to 3 Books a Million in Lawrenceville for that second signing. And that would be a great Christmas gift, a signed book from Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, we'll take pictures with everybody. And we're also, if anyone misses us, you go to BrianKilmeade.com. You can get a personalized book that goes to my local bookstore back in New York, and I'm able to sign and send it out there. But thanks so much for your time.
Oh, absolutely. Merry Christmas and continued success on your book.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.